Blog Talk Radio.
Love it. Praise God. Let's just enter in
into his presence, giving him glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh God, I just want to know you, Lord. I just want to love him more. I need it. Just wanted to touch the hem of his garment.
What do you want tonight? Ask yourself, Lord, what do I need from you? What do I need you to do for me? Praise God. Hallelujah. He's there waiting on you.
Hallelujah. In my weakest moment, to him, Jesus. He's there with his arms open wide to receive you at all times. He just wants you to come. He just wants you to come to him. Give it all to him. There's nothing he don't know. Praise God. There's nothing he can't do. The song said he's wiser than the wise. He's stronger than the weak. He's deeper than the deep. Praise God. Who else do you want? Just fall at the mercy seat of God and believe God for everything that comes about in your life. He's the answer. He's the answer. Praise God. He's a great God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through? God's favorites are here reaching out to help heal your hurts. Maybe we might can say a kind word or sing a song that will touch your life. Praise God. Whatever God wants for your life, we pray that we be a channel that God is channeling through. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come right now, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for this time, this hour, God, that we can come before your people, God, to give you glory and honor, God, to worship you, God, with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, God. We give it all to you, God. God, we don't need anyone else but you, God, and because we know that you can do all things. So, Lord, touch every mother, oh God, that have a son, oh God, on drugs or prison walls, oh God. God, strengthen their heart, oh God. Cause them to mount up on wings as eagles, oh God, and soar like an eagle, God. Help them to put everything in your hands, oh God. God, you knows, God. You knows what was going to happen before it even happened, God. Oh, Father God, oh God, that one that hell, oh God, been slain by the bullet. God, comfort, God, bring peace to their hearts, oh God, that one that is suffering with all kind of sickness and arthritis and diabetes and all kind of things, oh God, that goes on in this body, God. Father God, we know that you are the healer, God. Father God, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Father God, let your anointing, oh God, flow over every heart, oh God, and heal, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We need you, God. Oh God, because there's so much going on in land, God, we command the coronavirus to dry up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, Father God. Oh Father God, that you are the master of everything. Oh Father God, yes, you are, God. Father God, oh God, touch those, oh God, that's lying on sick beds, oh God. Father God, touch those tonight, oh God, and let your healing virtue flow from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God. Touch those, oh God, Father God, that is burdened with grinding tears, oh God. Wipe away every tear, oh God, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, that they will sing and praise you and glorify our Heavenly Father. Oh God, thank you, Father God. You are the master, oh God, and we believe you for everything, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, oh Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, you are doing it, God, you are doing it. There's nobody, nobody like you, Lord God. Oh Father God, thank you, Father God. Oh God, we just lift up our eyes toward the heaven from which cometh our help, because all our help cometh from you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen, praise God, hallelujah. Well, at this time, I'm going to let Minister Peggy Biden come to you and in her own way, and then I'll be right back. Praise God.
Well, praise God. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. To get in contact with our program, please dial the number, area code 714-409-0578. To leave a praise report or ask for prayer, press 1, and you will be able to speak with our speaker and our pastor. Put your request in, and the whole world can hear you, and you can be blessed. On Friday night, we have at 8 o'clock, our minister, Janice Williams, is the host of Victorious Living. which is a part of the ministry of God's favorite. Call this number on Friday nights at 8 p.m., 714-409-0578. And you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's word. And we have some prayer requests tonight. My cousin in Georgia, Libby King, asked for prayer for her daughter that's going in on the third. This is her third bite surgery. Her disc is crumbling. And we just want to ask God to take and put his hand on that doctor's hand and guide it through. Many blessings will come. And she will be able to work and go and have her surgery. Also, her son, he's having problems, and he needs help too. Kidney diseases, my neighbor next door, he has been on dialysis, and his both kidneys are gone. One they had to take out because of cancer, and the other one is just blue. It's gone. But God is still keeping him alive, and he's still showing us that God is still alive. Eye infections, surgeries, we have to think about that. You know, a person can fall and break a leg and get better, but when your eyes are affected and you can't see, that makes a person feel so bad. But we know God is the healer, and he will heal you if you call upon him and ask for his healing. Also, Gina's husband is having surgery tomorrow. His hernia came back, and we need to pray for him. Stomach problems, people that have stomach problems can't keep food down on their stomach, and also it's terrible when you can eat something, but it doesn't taste good. Many people have that problem. And, of course, the big word, cancer. Cancer is quite a few people have mentioned, and good Christian people have mentioned how cancer is in their family, and they just call it like a plague. It's no problem. Cancer can be healed because God is the healer. Knee problems, leg problems, can't get up, can't move. It's true. Also, our children. Let's remember our kids in our neighborhood, our kids going to school, and also let's pray for their protection throughout. Many people don't realize, but children need prayer. And if parents would just take them and bless them every morning before they leave for school, and in the night while they're sleeping, just whisper a prayer to God for protection, for keeping them healthy. And we just want God to touch the families and bring them back onto him. All of that, we got our whole city to pray for. The city of New Orleans needs prayer, the city of Marrero, the city of Avondale, all the West Bank and East Bank, the whole state of Louisiana needs prayer. So if you want to find something to pray about, just start listening to your mind and your thoughts and see that school that that child goes to, that particular school needs help. That home that you're passing by, you never know what's going on in that home. The grieving of parents. And also remember, our program is subject to our prisoners. We need to keep them in our prayers. Yes, God is working a big deal. God, he is owner of our souls. And it's one of the things that you can do is pray for your child's safety, being saved, being a good person, living the life of Jesus. Because our God is a God that we can trust. We don't have to go pray to a stone. We don't have to go pray to a statue. We can pray to God openly. And we can have our answers to us. Think about it. How rich is God? God is rich. He owns the earth. It belongs to the Lord, in Psalms 24, and everything in it, the world and all its people. He built it on the waters and set it on the rivers. Who may go up on the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy temple? Only those with clean hands and pure hearts, who have not worshipped idols, who have not made promises in the name of false gods. They will receive a blessing from the Lord. The God who saves them will declare them right. They try to follow God. They look to the Lord, to our God for help. Gates open wide. Open wide age doors so the glorious king will come in. Who is this glorious king? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, the powerful warrior. Warrior God, gates open always. Open wide age doors so the glorious king will come in. Who is this glorious king? The Lord, all-powerful. He is the glorious king. Isn't that wonderful that we have a king that can be glorious and we can just whisper to him what our problem is? He hears. He knows our problems. He understands, but he likes to take us and put us through some problems so that we can become closer to him in prayer, closer to him in knowledge, and parents and family. Don't be afraid to open that Bible and read a verse to your children and help them memorize it. Remember, what we hide in our hearts will guide us throughout life. And we want to thank our dear pastor. She wrote a book, Why Not a Woman? And it's really wonderful. You can get it at Amazon. And you can also pick it up at different bookstores. Why Not a Woman? He walks with you and talks with you. He feeds you. He clothes you. He puts his spirit deep inside of you and lives in you. He covers you. He goes before you and protects you. He loves you more than anything or anyone else can. Isn't that wonderful that we have a God and we have a wonderful minister that wrote a beautiful book? Go buy it. And you can order it on Amazon and you can go to other bookstores and you can look for it. Why Not a Woman by Vivian Collins. We thank you tonight for listening. We thank you, and we hope that we share the word that would encourage you more each day. And remember, God is just a prayer away. He's just a whisper, a prayer. And all you have to say, Lord, teach me to pray. Let me find the words that would be pleasing unto you. Let me give my praise to you. The problems are there, but I know that you are there to carry me through. Thank you again for listening to God's favorite radio program on Sunday nights at 7 and, of course, on Friday night, Victorious Living at 8 p.m. God bless you. Have a wonderful, safe week, Reverend Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister Peggy. I also want to add to that, we also have Gertha Marchand program on Mondays at 6 p.m. If anybody would like to tune in. And she also has a book out, My Spiritual Journey. So we would like for you to go at the bookstores or online and order these books. Praise God. Also, I want to continue to pray for my neighbor who broke her arm in the accident. She's mending, but it's staying swollen. So So we want to pray for her, Ms. Zella Longino, praise God. And also we want to continue to keep Ms. Gail Thompson, who called in. She has cancer. So we want to keep Ms. Gail Thompson in our prayers. And also Apostle Kenneth J. Stratton, he's blind, but they placed him in rehab for his diabetes, so we want to keep him in prayer. And also all of our people that are diabetics, I know my stepdaughter's husband is in Turo with his leg. It was infected. So keep those in prayers. There's anybody on the line that needs prayer right now, do press 1 on your phone. If there's anyone on the line right now that needs prayer, you may press 1 and we will pray for you right now. Praise God. But we also want to keep all these prayer requests and all our elderly in prayer. Praise God. All right, praise God. Don't forget about Miss Gertha Marshawn. You can call this same number, 1-714-490-5778 is the number to her block on tomorrow night. Yes, ma'am. May I have your prayer request, please?
My name is Patsy. I need prayer.
I need prayer for healing. I have bug, bed bugs, sores on my arms and stuff, and on my hands and my legs and my feet. I'm just trying to come up around my head, my forehead. I'm still in the front. And, you know, they have a neighbor across the street, Jack, then I get them home and see the kitchen stuff at his door and stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to pray for you right now. Let us pray. Let us pray for you right now. Praise God. Father God, right now, we lift up Pastor to you right now, Lord God. Father God, for everything that's trying to, Father God, to tear her faith, oh God, everything, the enemy, oh God, that's coming at her, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. We command the enemy to leave her and go into a dry place. Every bed bug, every sore, everything that, oh God, is trying to torment her. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come before you, oh God, lifting her up to you, oh God, and, through the struggles, oh God, that she's been going through, Lord God. Father, every struggle, every trial, God, you done already paid for it, God. Now we lift her up that she be set free. Oh God, we pray, oh God, she'd be like the woman, oh God, that if she can only touch the hem of your garment, Lord God, she will be made whole. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Patsy. Praise God. Well, tonight our title is Dancing to Open Up Your Heart. We've been talking about dancing now for some time, and I am really into this dancing, and this is Praise Sunday. Praise God. Praise God. So we are talking about tonight dancing to open up your heart. God wants our hearts to be open up to him. Praise God. I've seen several, seen dancing and praise do wonderful things in Christian lives, but none greater than opening up a heart to receive good things from Jesus. We want to receive good things. And the more we do for God, hallelujah, oh, the more God comes into our midst. Yes, praise God. What is the heart? It is the very core of man himself, according to a Vine Dictionary. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't have a Vine Dictionary and you're a study of the word, I advise you to get one because it is so helpful to me. I love the Vine Dictionary. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the seat of reason, will, and emotion. That's what your heart is. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Matthew 13 and 15 and Luke 8 and 12 in the parable of the sower identified the heart as where God can lead men to salvation. Yet God deals with the heart of man. God deals with the heart. He wants the intents of your heart, where everything lies there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4 and 23 speaks of this subject. Said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. So we have to guard our heart. We have to keep our heart. And only we can do it is through the word of God, being washed in the word. Praise God. All these issues of life come from the heart, the source of whatever happened in my life, your best friend's life is in the heart. Sometimes your best friend will hurt you deeper than anything else, and it goes into the heart. But will you let it stay there, or will you get it out? Verse 21 and 22 in that chapter provides more detail on the importance of the heart. And it said, let them, God's word, not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those who find them, and help to all their flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word properly planted in the heart, according to these verses, give life and physical health. It offers life and health, not to any other person, but to one with the heart of flesh, one that's willing to be opened by God. Yes, you might recall that God in Ezekiel 36 and 26 promised to change Israel's heart from one that will not follow him to the one that will. And it reads as thus, a new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. Praise God. And I will give you a heart of flesh. Praise God. So see, God is willing to dig deep down into our heart, where all the filth lies, and take out the old stoniness out of there, and give us a clean, fresh slate. Every day, God wants to do something mightily in us. Praise God. The truth is, we enter salvation with certain amount of baggage, what I'm saying. And that baggage is clutter that comes from living in this world that fills our hearts. Praise God. Think about it. There's so much in this world that we face every day, and it's clutter that comes, and it enters the heart. And some of it we let it stay, and some of it we don't. But sometimes it can get so intense until we got it in our hearts and we need to remove it. We bring with us into the kingdom, God's kingdom, our family upbringing, and these are some of the things I noted. Some of our family, that's things in the heart, clutters, racial and ethnic background, education, political perspective, life experiences, what have you experienced in life? I have experienced a lot of things in life that I'm not proud of happened to me. Religious traditions, some of us religious but lost. Religious. And experience, among other things, many other things I can go on, but I just named a few of those that you can ponder in your heart. See if you have it in your heart. Praise God. This baggage may, but more often may not, agree with God's word. See, we have to search our heart, and that's why when we take communion, God tells us to search ourselves. It's about you, not about somebody else. You need to search your heart and find out if there be any wicked way in you and stop being in denial. Praise God. Hallelujah. Parable of the sower in Matthew 13 and 15 describes this heart condition. And it said, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes, they have closed. We are in denial of something. We don't want to see the things, but we need to open our eyes and see the things of our own heart. Praise God. Gross means to make fat, stupid, insensible, inattentive, dull, and callous. That's what we have become. Praise God. Little by little, these things creep into our hearts. Little by little, until they were past normal. Vigorous obedience to truth and righteousness. We have gotten self-righteous. We have allowed things to come into our hearts. We need to do a personal renovation. If you are new in the kingdom, you have brought that baggage with you. And in essence, your salvation, like that of everyone else, begin a personal renovation project. So you need to do a personal renovation. God accepts us as we are, but graciously doesn't leave us the same way. He slowly and gently cleans us up, puts us on a potter's wheel, and he steady chips away the gross, as I mentioned earlier. If you are older in the kingdom, you may have picked up that baggage a long life way and allowed the cares and the riches and the pleasures of life to clutter your life again. So it doesn't matter what state you are in. You may be rich, you may be poor. You still pick up clutters of life and baggage. It's where are you going to put them? Are you going to keep them? Are you going to be delivered? And let me say this too. When you have all that clutter and baggage, it causes bitterness. It causes fights and arguments and all kinds of things, especially with family members. And you know next Sunday is our Sunday for families. But it's because all the things from the past we have allowed to stay and refuse to give it up. We must allow the Lord to refresh our hearts frequently because he changes us into his likeness through his process. Praise God. Romans 12 and 2 says, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We need our mind renewed. We must be renewed and be renewed. We need hearts open to what Christ wants to do inside of us. God wants to do a new thing inside of us. He said he washes us daily. God don't want us to say the same old thing. He wants us to be pure vessels for him. And evil and good cannot coexist and produce purity, according to Proverbs 25 and 4. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. He's wanting to, take away all the dross and purify us. Praise God. Today, most people took communion. I know we did, and I know most churches do on first. Some of them go second or third, but most of them is on the first of the month. But then they tells us to search your heart. Search your heart. This is what I'm talking about tonight. Search your heart. You know, the worst thing is we don't want to see ourselves. We want to find fault in someone else, but we can't find it in ourselves because we don't want to search our own heart. There's a song I love to hear sing, and I kind of sing it sometimes to myself. Change me, oh God. Change me. I want to look at me and change me before I say someone else. Because, see, I have a lot of baggage myself that I need to clean up before I can clean someone. I have to let God clean that person, and I have to clean up me. I have to look at me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Like Purgeon draws from silver to remove the things of Christ into our hearts, we must first move things of the world out. 12 and 2 tells us to be ye transformed. Verse 1 tells us to present our bodies a living sacrifice. This means for us to be renewed, we must sacrifice ourselves to the Lord, such as dancing in praise helps us to do so. You know, since I have been studying this this for these past few weeks on dancing, I have gotten to be such a dancer. And sometimes people will look at you as stupid. Oh, why are you dancing? Something wrong with you. No, I want everything out of me. It's my heart. I want to be free. Praise God. This means for us to be renewed, we must sacrifice ourselves unto the Lord, such as dancing and praise helps us to do so. By dancing, we empty out the clutter and keep our mind and spirit in a posture of renewal. Psalms 107 presents several interesting examples of God's wonderful works, the great things that only he can do in the heart of men. The Psalms begin with thanks, which in this case mean to praise him with extended hands or by using or lifting up the hands. Aided us to praise him. Don't let anyone stop you from praising God. You know the enemy will step in and try to stop you from praising God. People will say things to you and stop you from praising God. Don't let anything, because God created you. Whether you never open your mouth, maybe you just want to dance, or whether you just want to dance and open your mouth, whatever you got to do to praise your God. You might want to just lift your hands and wave in the air. Don't stop praising him. Don't stop praising him. Refreshing takes place. The redeemed, you're being redeemed, praise God. Verses 2 and 9 of Psalms 107 addresses the redeemed. Israel presented here as a wandering, lost, lonely, thirsty, and hungry people. In dismissal, failure, a city in which to dwell. Praise God. Verse 8, oh, that men will praise me, praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of Israel. God has so much in here about praise. And we let it slip on by us sometimes. We have a great musical coming up at our church in May. And I just want to be there to praise the Lord. And if the Lord tell me to shout all over the church, I want to do so. And they talk like it's going to be a great thing. They're going to have other musicians that is going to come in. And I just wish all of y'all could be there. Praise God. But they're going to be a night of praise. And I just love praise. So I just want to be there to praise God that night because it's going to be so wonderful. I just see it in the spirit already. A night, a musical night of praise. It's going to be in May, praise God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine God pleading with his creation to praise him? He does. He does. I'm so happy to hear they're going to have a praise night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, he refreshed the redeemed. He brought a new life and vigor to them with his deliverance. He will do the same thing for you as well. Praise God, the redeemed. Are you filled with hurt or anger or unforgiveness? Praise God. You know, in my book, I talked about unforgiveness. That's one thing. It's so hard. It's so hard to forgive someone. And sometimes we'll carry that. And you have to learn how to deal with it. I found that you have to learn how to forgive. It's one of the main things in life every day. I ask the Lord every day to forgive me because I face some things every day. Praise God. Lord, forgive me for I have sinned. He said, if you say you have no sin, you're lying. Praise God. Hallelujah. So dance for refreshing. Dance as a purpose, willfully act of obedience with a definite purpose in mind. In this case, to forgive or overcome pain or anger. I dance. And my back be hurt. I dance that my back be healed. I guess you say I'm crazy. But I do. How you going to dance and your back hurting? I do. I don't feel it long as I'm dancing. I dance every Sunday my back hurts. By the time I start dancing, my back is not hurting. It's a glory to God. Because I'm dancing unto the Lord. For his healing virtue to flow through my body. And I love it. And the first time I danced so hard and my back was hurting, and I was saying, Lord, I don't feel no pain while I'm dancing. I'm going to keep on dancing. Praise God. Out of obedience, jump up and down before God. Whirl, leap, and shout until you feel gates of your heart swing open. That's what I'm talking about. Suddenly those secrets lodged in your heart, unforgiveness, bitterness, and all your hurts. This is what's happening to me. Things goes when I'm praising God. Will be illuminated so you can repent and make correction. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to do these things. This is what God is. See, we don't want to follow the commandments of God. Praise God. The warmth of that special glory from God will flood in, and the power of the Holy Spirit will light up your inner man. Praise God. Did you hear what I said? Let me say that again. Praise God. Hallelujah. The warmth of the Holy Spirit will light up your inner man. And all the world garbage will tumble out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything has to come out of you that's not like God. You will feel refreshed and anew. That's what happens to me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Dancing is better for communication. Then you can communicate. And you can talk with God. In honesty and purity. A heart open to the Lord allows you to confront important issues in your life, like the lack of communication with families that face today. Many families are shut today because they cannot communicate. I have a first cousin that haven't spoken to each other over 20 years. That's beyond my comprehension. That's because they got things in their heart. They have things. They just said one word or two to each other and lashed out, and they cut away all communication.
I have a best friend. Her sisters, two of her sisters and one of her brothers, not speaking to her now for the past 2 years. This is hard. This is not what God requires. This is what the enemy desires. The enemy desires that you should not communicate with your siblings. See, I'm going to have to leave this for another time because our time is about to run out. But let me just address this, praise God. When we get to the place that we cannot communicate with our siblings, how can we communicate with the world? Why should we hold grudges? This is baggage, like I said earlier, against our siblings. Our siblings, God has so wonderfully blessed us with sisters and brothers. I'm going to tell you the truth. There are times when the enemy have tried to tear me and my family apart. But we have vowed a vow to stick in there and let nothing separate this family. There have been times that we have said things and you have to watch your tongue. Because that tongue will, and see, that's what has happened to my cousin and my friend. That tongue lashing has lashed, and it said things that shouldn't have been said. So now they don't speak to each other. But that's not the Christian role. That's not what God wants us to be like. If God give you family, family, what a blessing. Some people don't have siblings to talk to. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful and know that God is there for us to help us through all of our weakness. I played the song earlier about the weak. Our God is there for our weak areas in our lives, the deep things in our lives. He's willing to take out all the clutter, all the baggage, everything that easily besets you and pull you and tear you. Praise God. Don't let the enemy destroy you. Don't let the enemy have you bottle up with so much that you cannot talk to each other and relate to each other. I don't have a mother and father. They all passed away at an early age. They are not here to say, you children better talk to each other. So we have to know how to communicate because we are in Christ. And long as Christ is in me and I'm in him, I'm going to communicate with my siblings. Praise God. I'm going to love them and show them love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm just so glad you all are on. Be on with Minister Gertha tomorrow night at 6 p.m., Monday night, 6 p.m., on Blog Talk 1-714-490-578. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace in Jesus' name. The only way you can be blessed is get out the clutter, the baggage, the dross. Get it out. Get it out in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.